this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. And the Apostle Paul also says the grace of our Lord overwhelms. You know, in order to serve God properly, you have to understand grace first. Grace is the greatest motivation to service the world has ever known. And God makes it so you have to have light before you bear fruit. So we need to get the light first. We need to learn the grace of God, be grounded in it before we can serve Him properly. If you don't understand grace, your service will turn into another form of trying to earn favor with God. But when you understand grace, you realize you're already in favor with God. You're already highly favored in the Beloved. You're already in Christ. Nothing can undo that. And you serve God freely with joy, knowing He's your Father and you can love Him for it. So that's what we're doing in this program. So we've been talking about correctly cutting the word of truth. And we learned that correctly cutting the word of truth is very important, especially with getting the gospel right. If we do not correctly cut the word of truth, we won't get the good news correct. Now, if I came over to your house and I knocked on your door, and you came and answered and said, "What do you want?" And I said to you, "Well, I got good news." What's the first question you're going to ask? Well, you're going to say, "Well, what good news?" The word gospel or evangel in the concordant version is a generic term, and the context determines what the particular good news is. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew's account, we read about the evangel of the kingdom. It was the message that was proclaimed by our Lord and John the Baptist. And in Luke chapter 3, let's just take a quick look at John's message. Luke chapter 3, verse 7, this is John speaking. He said, "Then to the throngs going out to be baptized by him, progeny of vipers, who intimates to you to be fleeing from the impending indignation?" Now, this is a specific indignation that was coming on the nation of Israel, according to the book of Malachi. And here's what he said. Here's what you should do in view of this indignation that's coming. "Produce then fruits worthy of repentance." Going down in verse 9, "Every tree then which is not producing ideal fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Now the throngs in verse 10 inquired of him. So the people hear John speak this message and they say, "Well, what then should we be doing? Now notice his answer. Answering, he said to them, "He who has two tunics, let him be sharing with him who has none, and let him who has food be doing likewise." Notice what John doesn't say here. He doesn't say, "Believe in Christ as your Savior," or anything like that. This message was the good news or the evangel concerning the kingdom. Look down in verse 14. "Now the soldiers also inquired of him, saying, 'What should we also be doing?' And he said to them, 'You should be intimidating no one, neither be blackmailing, and be sufficed with your rations.'" So notice what people were to do in view of the impending indignation. The Apostle John is calling for fruit. John's goal here was to reform the nation in view of the kingdom that was coming. And in verse 18 in Luke chapter 3, it says here, "Indeed then, entreating about many different things also, he brought the evangel to the people." So this was John's evangel. It had to do with a coming kingdom. Now in the accounts of Matthew, the kingdom of the heavens has to do with Israel's sovereignty over the other nations. Israel has to be in the right frame of mind. They have to be repentant and they have to be bearing fruit to be put in that position that God is going to have them in the coming eon, when Israel will be the priesthood nation bringing the rest of the nations to God. So this was the evangel proclaimed by our Lord on earth and by John the Baptist in view of that kingdom. Now, this is not our message. We are not seeking to reform a nation. The evangel of God's grace has nothing to do with reforming a country or a nation, and it has to do with justifying individuals. Turn to Romans chapter 1. I want to show you Paul's evangel. Romans chapter 1, Paul says this in verse 1, "Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, severed for the evangel of God, which he promises before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son." The evangel that God gave to Paul to proclaim to the nations is all about God's Son and his accomplishments. It's not about individuals producing fruit. Look down at verse 16. Here's what it says. Looking at verse 14, to both Greeks and barbarians, to both wise and foolish, a debtor am I. Thus, this eagerness of mine to bring the evangel to you also who are in Rome. For not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing. The evangel is God's power for salvation, and there's nothing else in this world that can replace it. You can't replace Paul's evangel with the kingdom message for today. The kingdom message to Israel that we read about in Luke chapter 3 has to remain in its proper place. The message that's going out today is Paul's evangel of grace concerning the accomplishments of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now, there's no other power in the universe that can turn men to God today. The gospel is not about cleaning up your life. It's not about repenting good enough or putting away drinking or smoking. The gospel is not about that. The evangel is about what God's Son has accomplished for sinners. And this alone is able to justify anyone who believes. This is the evangel of grace. This is the evangel proclaimed by Paul. And that's why Paul makes a big deal about this. And next time, tomorrow, I'm going to take you through Galatians chapter 1 to show you how Paul's evangel is unique. It wasn't proclaimed by Peter. It wasn't proclaimed by the Apostle John. And it wasn't proclaimed by John the Baptist during the four accounts. And it wasn't even proclaimed by our Lord during the four accounts. We're going to see next time from Galatians 1 how Paul's apostleship and the evangel he proclaimed had nothing to do with men, or he never received it from man. That's going to be next time, tomorrow, in the book of Galatians. It's Monday, start of a new week. Start it off with a bang. Enjoy the grace of God. It'll get you through a week. Work hard and to the glory of God. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God as he's revealed through the correctly cut scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.